southeast proposal. Can I open that up to Ian Ward? Ian Ward. Please, Councillor Ward.
Microphone. He's muted.
Councillor Ward, if you could unmute yourself, that'd be good. Thank you.
Council of the South East is a body that is coming into being. It's not established yet. It needs the Secretary of State to agree it. But the essentially, Parliament of the South East looked at the transport spend in South East England. And I think if you read the paper, you'll see most of it is dominated by Transport for London, okay? Which denudes us of, let's say, our share of the money that we think we ought to get. There are lots of things in the South East where we have no representation, we have no single representation, no body as such. We have Solent Transport, and Solent Transport doing a great job within the confines of the Solent, but looking at the bigger picture, there was no representation. And we based this upon Transport for the North, and I'm sure you've all heard of Transport for London, but Transport for the North has become quite an effective lobbying body to government to get funding up into the North of England. And that's what Transport for the South East sets out to do here. When we came into office, we were approached by the leader of East Sussex Council, he and his team were driving this. And they came and visited us and explained what the project was all about and would we like to join. And I think a decision had been made previously about Southampton would represent us. Which is fine, but we said no, actually we would like to take a chair at the table. And as such, there's a sub-board, a temporary sub-board, of six councillors, and I am one of those. So we have quite a good, high-level representation within Transport for the South East. And let me tell you, one of the very first meetings that I went to, the officers had listed all the transport in the South East, all different types of transport in the South East. And I looked down this list, and of course, I looked for ferries, and it wasn't there. And I said, what about the Isle of Wight ferries? And they all looked at each other and said, oh, yeah. And in fact, the person who was in Southampton, who was going to represent us, said, do you know what, I never even thought of that. Because we're focused on cross-channel ferries, not cross-solar ferries. So just having a chair at the table was able to bring that to their attention, that, you know, the ferries are actually strategic routes for us and really important. And that's the main purpose of Transport for the South East, to look strategically across the South East and be a representative body in terms of transport. And I just want your attention to buses. All right. Effectively, we only have one bus company, and there is nothing to influence that on terms of fares and services and things like that. We are, I wouldn't say dependent upon the goodwill of that bus company. That's not quite true, but you know what I mean. There is no competition. But if you go across the Solent, that each of those major cities and what have you have several bus companies running around, so there is natural competition there. Transport for the South East would have the ability to have a South East policy, if you like, and represent us to bus companies, things like that. It would also represent us to the LEP, get funding from the LEP for transport issues, so on and so forth. We presented this in Westminster, the notion. All our MPs for the South East came. They all support it. The Secretary of State at the time for transport was Chris Grayling. He supported it as well. did say at the time, now is not the time for us to accept it. But wanted us to be in being and actually funded us to the tune of £1 million to develop Transport for the South East. I don't know what much more I can say. It will be a representative body for Transport, and we are included and we are at the top table there. I think it would be a mistake not to take part, okay? And I put that to you, really. It is the future. And I know South West are looking for their own transport body as well now to do that. Regional transport bodies. Okay. The proposal has gone to the DfT, but they have told us they will not make a decision for several months by the time they examine the case and so on and so forth. But I think we have every expectation that they will agree. That's it, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ward. Can I bring in Councillor Jones in?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Councillor Ward, for that, because I read the paper from last year, and of course ferries weren't in there, were they? So can you just confirm to me again, in case I missed, sorry, I might have missed it, that the ferries now are on that list of types of transport that is within the remit of this new body?
I can't confirm that because it isn't. But there is a reason for that. And the reason for it is that ferries are regulated by a different body altogether. I think you all have a maritime regulation body that looks after shipping and ferries. However, what I have got my colleagues to agree to is that once the body was set up, we could then lobby for the ferries to come under some sort of control, you know, outside of the maritime, the shipping element of their operation. But in their commercial operation, there should be no reason why we cannot have some sort of control over them. The DfT, as you know, has supplemented them through the COVID crisis. So there is always a precedent there already for the DfT to act on our behalf. On Tuesday, I was elected as chairman for Solent Transport, and I actually discussed the ferries with the head or the chief officer of Solent Transport, and said one of my aims is to get Solent Transport for the South East to work together and lobby the government about some sort of guaranteed service from the ferries to the Isle of Wight, and they agreed.
Thank you, Councillor Ward. Because I've always sort of, you know, travelling up to Scotland, they're Scotland have a very, very different view on their ferries, don't they? And they sort of see it as an integral part of the road network. So I don't know why England and Scotland should be so very different.
In fact, when Transport for the South Sea's strategic map actually shows the ferry routes as strategic routes for us. And also the strategic road between Ryde and East Cowes is a strategic route because it links both our ports together. So, you know, it is there. It's recognised that this is an issue. And hopefully when we get established, we will address this issue.
I'd feel much more comfortable if there was a mention within the remit of this new group. That would make me feel a lot more happier, given that obviously you'll be one voice, so a very loud and strong, powerful voice of the island. But obviously, as a voting member, other members may not see it as so important, as it's absolutely vital for our community. So I would feel a lot happier if there could be a recommendation that came from this committee. I would like to see at least a line in there that they would be looking at that ongoing as a essential transport link.
Julie, I think. I think that's probably achievable. Working with our MP along these lines as well, of bringing some sort of conditions to service that the ferry companies provide to the island. So everybody is, you know, singing off the same song sheet here. Solar Transport, Transport for the South East, our MP. So, you know, we have every reason to be hopeful, but I take your point.
Thank you, because I think we all need to remember that Sea Link used to be part of, you know, British Rail, didn't it? And there used to be a seamless journey down from London, so we all remember those days, and it wasn't our choice that they were broken up and sold off like they were. So I think we need to get back to those days. So that, I think it's a strong message that if I can speak on behalf of the committee, but you know, it's what I feel, that please just carry on and do what you're doing and put the ferries front to the centre on the work stream for that, for the new body.
And that's why I think it's so important that we are at that table. Because if we weren't at that table, there would not be a fight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Quirk has proposed that we support this decision. So can I go round the remainder of the committee and request or ask your decision on that, please? Councillor Jones Evans?
I put through a proposal that we sort of give Councillor Ward, you know, our support in making sure the ferries are on the work stream of this new body. Is that what you're supporting,
Councillor
Quirk? Were you supporting my proposal there?
Sure, Chris.
Sorry, Chris. I put my proposal down before.
Yeah.
Whilst you were speaking, I think it unreasonable to tie the cabinet members' hands to achieving something which may or may not be achievable. I think you should support the motion with the encouragement to include these ferries, but not with a mandate to do that, because it's still asking the impossible there.
I said that we support him and what he's doing and getting on there, supporting the cabinet member, not saying that it has to, you know, if I understand, I heard exactly what Councillor Ward said.
I do accept that, and I will try.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Tindall, do you have any views on that?
He hasn't got his microphone on.
Sorry about the delay. None at all, other than get it done here.
Thank you, Councillor Tindall. Councillor Smart.
Yes, obviously I agree with that. I also would say, I'm sorry, we did have a voice on the Solar Transport who made sure that the ferries were very, very well marked up. You can kind of detect that was me.
Well, I'm chairman now, Shirley.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Thank you, Councillor Smart. If Councillor Bertie is there, you could make yourself known. Okay, we'll take that as a no then. Just bear with one second. Okay, members, thank you very much. So we move on to agenda item 7, the Newport Harbour Market.